Hello and welcome to the Habitcast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's new show highlighting our mission, the work we do in the community, and the partners that help us do it. I'm your host, Morgan Brochetti, and I'm here with our CEO and president, Mike Sutton. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Morgan? Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Excited for Christmas.
Yeah, right around the corner.
It's coming. It's coming quick.
I know. I got my little tree all ready to go.
I see that. I see that. I have tons of decorations behind me, as you can see.
They're just over to the side.
Yeah, yeah. I actually didn't put up a tree this year, but don't judge me. I did do decorations throughout the house and outside and stuff, but just didn't put up my tree. So.
Well, outside still counts. We'll give it to you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Maybe so I'll get a little one like yours. It can be like my Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
You can take that one home on break. You can take him.
Too funny.
So this is our last episode of the year. How crazy is that?
I know. And the fifth one. This has been fun. I think it's given us the opportunity to talk to some fun people and also kind of get out some information about Habitat and how people can stay plugged into us. And I know we have some really exciting people coming up that we're going to talk to in the beginning of the new year. So, we'll talk more about that later on today.
Yep. Stay tuned. Before we get into that, as always, I invite you to get social with us. Tune in, obviously, on Facebook and YouTube in 2021 when we launch the next series next year. There will still be postings there, but we also have information and we are really active on Twitter and Instagram as well. Follow us. And that's the best way to, like we've said many times, get plugged into things during this pandemic. So if you aren't going out and about, come to a dedication virtually. It's the best way to do it.
Yeah, 61 of them this year.
That's amazing.
That is pretty
61
crazy.
61 families who are going to have a home for the holidays. It's pretty awesome.
So exciting. So exciting.
And we have one left, actually. Our last dedication is on the 22nd, and that's going to be in Pasco. And that'll be our fifth or sixth with Feeding Tampa Bay. Last episode or two episodes ago, we talked about our new partnership with Feeding Tampa Bay and Thomas. So he was on, and that was pretty awesome that we got to do that partnership.
Yeah, I've behaved myself when I've gone into the homes after they've stocked the pantries. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking for all the goodies, you know, the sweets and stuff. But I've behaved. I haven't, you know, put anything in my pockets or broken any of the food.
So we'll have to watch out on the 22nd. That's the last one. So I'm sure there'll be some kind of holiday treats. We'll have to make sure that they stay at the house.
You know what I thought was really cute that they did for the first few homes in conjunction with the holidays is they provided a gingerbread house.
So cute.
It was on the counter for each family as they walked in, and it was tough not to break into that thing. But they've been so thoughtful in their approach and how they stock the pantry and the fridge and the freezer, and I know how excited our families have been with that. So we're just kicking that partnership off, and I think it's something that our families are going to really appreciate. So can't thank the folks at Feeding Tampa Bay enough. So
absolutely, such a great partnership. Just another example of a hand up, not a handout, and kind of helping people get that first leg up when they move into their new home, which
can
be a little pricey. So especially around the holidays, so it's a really awesome partnership.
You know what else we have coming up in 2021? We are opening a third restore.
Yes.
So for folks that have been around Habitat for a while, they know we had a store at one point in Palm Harbor for a few years. We had some challenges there, some management issues and that kind of thing, but we are reopening that location. We feel like we've addressed some of that and really excited to get that store back open. So we'll have now three stores that people can shop at: the Newport Richey store off of Madison. We have the Clearwater location, which is on the corner of 49th and Ulmerton, and then the Palm Harbor store, which will be located north of Curlew, south of Tampa Road, right in Palm Harbor. So really exciting.
Yeah, it's
more places to shop.
I know, and it's right by the house, so it's perfect for me. I'll just pop in and maybe find some new furniture. It's great.
There's
an open location.
Yep.
So this year, or this episode, we're actually going to be doing something a little different. So we do have a special guest that will come on later that will be announcing another awesome partnership towards the end of the episode. But we wanted to take some time to show our viewers. Yeah, there are so many of them, right, Mike? More than three. kind of an awesome way to see inside of a habitat home.
Yeah, we get so many questions about, you know, what's a habitat home like? How spacious is it? How large is it? And so because of the amazing work that you do, you were able to get a partner to do basically a virtual walking tour. And so we're gonna walk through that today and and give everyone kind of a glimpse and a look at the inside of a habitat home and what goes into it. Because I think the other component that I think we're extremely proud of is the energy efficiency of the homes in which we build and the way that they're constructed. Gabby Camacho, who's our chief construction officer, she's been with us for about 12 years. Her and her team do a phenomenal job of building these homes. And we joke that when a storm comes through, the safest place to be is in a habitat home. And we joke about it, but in all reality, the way the homes are constructed, and the sustainability of these homes is top notch. And so I'm really proud of our team and the work that they do on a daily basis to build an amazing product that is going to last for these families.
Which is amazing. And seeing inside, if you haven't been to a dedication, that's normally the best way to see inside of a habitat home. So if you've never been to a dedication, you're about to get a virtual treat, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, and so what we've done, we have this home that's located in our Pinellas Park subdivision of Teller Estates, which will eventually house 70 homes. We've partnered with my good friend, Susan Decker Ross. Her and I have known each other through the Clearwater Chamber for a number of years. And she has a business in Clearwater that does interior design. Does phenomenal work. I've been in some of the homes that she's done and oh man.
Pretty amazing.
She could probably help me here with my amazing.
We may need to ask her to come in. 2021, we may need to have her stop in.
So I like to preface this that as we get into this tour, the items and the decorations and stuff were all put together by Susan and her team and kind of just help show how spacious and how beautiful a home can be. So
absolutely.
Well, let's check the house out. I'm excited now.
All right.
All right, Morgan. So are you, we'll start from the outside here, I guess, with the, kind of the front porch. So, as folks can see, we landscape the home. We use, Florida friendly landscaping, as our design so that it's low maintenance. And it's, we know we have a lot of single moms and a lot of, folks that may not have a lot of time to spend, on the exterior of their home. Right. So we provide them with low maintenance plants and low maintenance lawn that they can, keep looking beautiful, but may not have to be as much time put into it. Right. The other thing that we do, which I think, again, speaks to the quality of the home is we do a zero step entrance. Mm-hmm. So that, is a, handicap accessibility, situation so that if there's ever a case for the family that they need to get someone in and out of the home that may be handicapped.
Accessibility is huge. Yeah, for sure. And exactly. Then also adds to the aging in place element of these homes. So we often say that this may be somebody's forever home. And the whole idea, and as you see as we go through the tour, our construction team does an amazing job of thinking ahead for that future of the family who moves in, from pre-wiring for future upgrades or having blocks in the bathrooms to install grab bars if that needs to be happening in the future. So there are a lot of amazing touches, including this zero step entrance, which actually I learned a new term thanks to Gabby. Visitability is actually a huge part of the ADA component of our homes. Do you know what visitability means?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so I didn't know that. I was like, what is this word? So I did some research. So it's really about the ease of access for people with disabilities. So the fact that the entire house is ADA compliant and has those features is huge for the future of a family, which is pretty awesome. All right, let's check out the living room. Gonna spin around here.
So I think what is so cool about our homes is really kind of the open floor plan design. So there's a lot of opportunity here for folks to figure out how the living room and kitchen can kind of mesh together. Mm-hmm. But it also really speaks to the fact that family time can take place, throughout the entire home there.
Definitely.
All the windows as well that we put in the homes are all low E double pane windows, which is a big energy savings for our families. We do not use hurricane rated windows. However, we do provide all the homeowners with hurricane shutters. So that's, and we teach them on how to install them. So if there's a bad storm coming, they know how to do that.
That's pretty awesome. So the kitchen, one of my favorite places in our home. I love the open floor plan.
My favorite place is the fridge.
And the pantry now when you stop in, thanks to being Tampa Bay, but pretty awesome. Our kitchen features a lot of partnerships that we have. For instance, the fridge and the range are donated by Whirlpool. We also have a great partnership with Clearwater Gas, which is really awesome for our Habitat homeowners. Other really cool things, I mentioned pre-wiring earlier, which is really something that helps our homeowners after they move in. It has cost savings for them. So if they were to eventually put in a garbage disposal, it's pre-wired, the sink is ready to go, which is kind of cool if down the road they decide they want to make some upgrades and they're ready to do that, then it's already ready to go for them, which is pretty cool. The cabinets are also a product of a great partnership with Innovation Cabinetry. They donate our cabinet assembly, which is pretty great. I love how the color palettes that are offered by the construction team to the homeowners, they're just so light and airy, and the space is just, it's amazing. And I'm so glad that we're able to kind of show off this this house with the staging by Decker Ross to really show how much space there is, which is pretty cool.
You know what I really love about the cabinets, Morgan, is they have, I'm not sure what the official terminology would be, but they have kind of the soft closing.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about kids slamming or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that soft touch. They kind of roll back and close, and the quality of the cabinets are absolutely amazing and phenomenal. So that partnership is one that has led to some amazing things, not only by putting a quality cabinet in our home, but Innovation also provides a lot of overstock or closed out items for our restore. So from time to time, shoppers can find some amazing deals on brand new cabinets.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Hey, let's go hang out in the garage, because that's where I'd be hanging out. you hang out in the kitchen, I hang in the garage.
Yeah, that's fine. You can stay in there. Very spacious. Look how much room there is.
So what you can see in the garage, obviously, it provides space to park a vehicle. There's also storage space. We also have the washer dryer hookup in the garage. We also put all the hurricane shutters. You can see them over there in the corner. We provide them with all the hurricane shutters and the bolts, so they're all ready to go upon a storm.
Yeah.
We also pre-wire the garage so that if anyone wants to put in a automatic garage door opener, they have the ability to do that. But again, the garage is finished out in a way where, someone like me, I could just hang out and live in there if I had to, right?
A true man cave. It's ready to go. I love it. All right, let's go down the hallway and check out the bedrooms and bathrooms. So as we mentioned, all of our homes are energy efficient. They have that visibility features. And one of those is all of our hallways are standard at 40 inches wide, which makes it super accessible for somebody in a wheelchair, which is awesome. Even if the family doesn't have somebody with a disability, just for future, it's already ready to go and it's compliant in that way, which is amazing. And if you turn over into the bathroom, which I love how they stage this. It looks, I'm getting some ideas for my own house actually. Awesome. So another cost savings feature is that the shower and the water sense, or the faucets are all water sense, which is huge. And as I mentioned earlier, if you can just above the toilet and just above the shower, Gabby explained to me that they actually do blocking. So it's ready to go in the event that the homeowner wants to install grab bars. So that's a cost savings to them again for the future. It's like pretty awesome.
The forward thinking of our construction team is pretty amazing to, again, you mentioned it earlier on, Morgan, the aging in place component. One of the things we see, especially in areas of the community where the housing stock is fairly old, is that a lot of these homes just don't have the ability to do the aging and replace upgrades that folks right. need to continue to live in their home. So it's great that these families, and the other thing is, you know, a family could move, this is a 3-2 that we're looking at, but a family yeah. could move in here and they could have an elderly parent that may need to move in at some point. Yep. And, mm-hmm. and the fact that the home is ready to go for that is great. So
that's a huge
point. So when my mom keeps threatening that she's going to move in with me when she gets, in a few years, I can just keep telling her that my house is not ADA compliant. Yeah, there we go.
That's one way. I thought you were going to say, mentioning the bathroom, we talked the other day about how both of our moms like to decorate. For Christmas, my mom actually called me the other day and she did not like my list. She said it was too functional. What room can she redo? So maybe I will send her this and she can check out the decorations in the bathroom.
Oh, there you go. So in the bedrooms, as you can see, they're all, you know, good sized bedrooms. All of them have, obviously closet storage. Mm-hmm. But we also pre-wire all the bedrooms for ceiling fans. So if they want to upgrade that or put in, install a fan, that they're ready to go. Yep. which is great. So, again, the house is, I'm just always blown away by the work that our staff does. The tile looks phenomenal in the house. Yeah. And again, it's low maintenance. So, the family, can keep things clean and all that good stuff.
Love it.
So, I think kind of as we wrap up the tour there, I think one of the things we want to really encourage folks to do is if you've never been out to a Habitat home, come out to a home dedication. They're always listed on our website. We always talk about them when we're on our Habitcast. Yeah. And so you can always find them on our social media pages. Mm-hmm. But it's a really neat feeling to be able to walk through the home and see and kind of envision, how the homeowner is going to put all of it together. So, mm-hmm. And one of the things I love about the neighborhood in which we were just in looking at that home is with the Christmas season upon us, the way that everyone has decorated their homes, and it's just beautiful. Have you driven by at night to see the lights yet?
I have. It's amazing. And I was actually talking to one of our homeowners, Amanda Risa, and she mm-hmm. was telling Haley and I that Max, who was one of the, he was the second homeowner that we moved into that neighborhood. He has been helping all his neighbors with the outdoor lights. So that's building community right there, which is, it's just so awesome to hear.
It's and amazing.
Things are amazing.
What I find fascinating about Teller Estates as kind of a model community for Habitat mm-hmm. is that it's a melting pot. The diversity in the neighborhood is amazing. It's all over the board. But the way that everyone has formed friendships and relied on each other. And then you have a gentleman like Max who, we have quite a few single moms along the road. Right. So we know that, he's been helping out a little bit with some of the exterior maintenance and that kind of thing for some of the homeowners. So it's just amazing to see that all come together. And there's a couple teenage boys out there that I know have been kind of going to work in terms of lawn maintenance and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, so it's really amazing to watch Teller Estates come together. I think we finished now 26 homes and we got another 45 to 50 to come. So pretty amazing.
Yeah, I love it. Awesome. So now that we've done our walkthrough, we have an exciting partnership announcement. Seems like our last two episodes have been highlighting partnership announcements, which is great. So we're going to have Joe Bordeaux on, who has been a longtime friend of Habitat. And he is associated with Radio St. Pete and a new FM station. And he's going to tell us more about that.
Yeah. Joe's a great guy. He serves on our advisory board at Habitat. But as you mentioned, him and his wife have been involved with us as donors and supporters for many years. And it really dates back to the days when Joe was the CEO of Valpak.
Right.
And so the exciting partnership we're going to announce with him actually has everything to do with the Habitcast. And so it's pretty exciting. So let's transition over and have a conversation with Joe.
Let's do it. All right. So we are here with Joe Bordeaux, who is a friend of Habitat. And he has a special announcement that we're going to talk about in a little bit regarding the Habitcast. But we wanted to bring Joe on as our last featured guest for the year. Hey, Joe.
Great. Thanks. Good to be the anchor person here at the end of a difficult and challenging 2020.
Seriously, I love it.
It definitely has been a rough year, but Joe, thanks for being with us, and thank you for everything that you continue to do in our community. You've been a big part of Pinellas County over the years, and all the way back to your days with Valpak, and I know at Habitat, you know, we're very thankful for the support from you and your wife and all you guys do in the community. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very welcome. I was thinking that, and I think I'm correct on this, the very first check I ever wrote to a charitable organization was to Habitat probably 40 years ago.
Wow.
I had been inspired, like a lot of other people, by President Carter and saw a documentary, you know, on television, maybe 60 Minutes, I'm not sure. But I remember writing out a check with money that I wasn't sure was in the account at the time. That was the very beginning. And then I'm still on the mailing list from Washington.
Wow.
I guess, Georgia. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And then as time went on, I got involved here working at Valpak in the 90s. And one of our executives, Jeff Mitchell, was on your board. And sure. He introduced us to Habitat Pinellas. And as you know, we got involved for many years as a house sponsor and things of that nature. So I had a chance to attend a couple of dozen house dedications over the years. So since I retired and got involved in other things, I've had the pleasure of still being at a number of Habitat events, both fundraising and the home dedication. Yeah. And there's no doubt what this organization does to change not only families, but also the local communities, the neighborhoods where these houses are built, you know, are never really the same again. And that's in a good way. That's what is so powerful about Habitat.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Valpak's involvement, right? So, you know, obviously the company's been sold and, you know, has changed hands a couple times over the last few years. And one of the things I used to love that you guys did under your leadership, and then that continued under Mike Vivio's leadership when he was with Valpak, you guys would come to every home dedication and present the family with their first piece of mail.
That's right.
Morgan, I don't know if you know that we used to do that.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, wow.
So there was a representative from Valpak that would attend the dedication, and sometimes it was Joe, or you know, later on, sometimes it was Mike Vivio or one of his execs. Mm-hmm. But they would always present the Valpak envelope, and they would have the person's name and address printed on there, and it was their very first official piece of mail. So it was really cool.
20 years before we started a contest that I think still continues today, where $100 checks are randomly inserted in the envelopes around the whole United States. But we made sure that that $100 check was always in the envelope that we put in the mailbox.
That's so awesome.
It's funny. I had no idea about the $100 in the envelope until a dedication one time when it was mentioned. Mm-hmm. And so right. I always go through my Valpak envelope every time it comes in the mail each week because, you know, I want to make sure I get my $100 eventually.
Yeah, you know, the funny part, just as an aside, this is off topic, but that whole thing started, we had done a promotion with Bush where a certificate was given out randomly here in Tampa Bay, and it was a huge success. It's a long time ago, 25 years ago. And we sat around saying, well, how could we do this for the whole country?
Yeah.
How could we scale the thing? And we said, well, let's just put a check in. And then we spent the next year trying to explain that to our corporate accounting department and trying to figure out how to make it all work legally. And we figured it out and turned out to be a really good idea.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, Joe, you've obviously switched gears, into retirement once you left Valpac. And so tell us a little bit about what you've been up to with this radio hobby that you have.
Well, when I retired, I vowed that, you know, I was retiring at a reasonably early age, like my father and his father. And I wanted to do some things that I just hadn't had time to do. Because of, you know, the leadership role of Valpac. And so part of that was being involved in local organizations here in St. Petersburg and Pinellas County. Very quickly, I got on the board of Academy Prep. As you know, I'm now on the board of the Pinellas County Urban League. And those were things that I thought were important on the advisory board at Habitat and some other things as well. But then there was the fun stuff. And the fun stuff that I never had time to do. So I did a couple of hundred minor league baseball games, play-by-play for the Carolina Mudcats, and I'm filling in for the Durham Bulls on radio and television. And then once I understood the internet, audio and digital editing and those things that had happened after I got out of the business, I just woke up in the middle of the night and said, you know what we need is a Radio St. Pete. And I didn't really know how I was going to do it, but spent the next day figuring it out, figured out some software and figured out how the licensing worked. And suddenly I turned the thing on. We were originally going to call it St. Pete Radio, which today many people call it that. Mm-hmm. However, the logo made it look like St. Peter Radio. And I thought we would have an issue, you know, with the church, St. Peter's Cathedral in St. Petersburg or whatever. So yeah. We called it Radio St. Pete instead. So it started all the way back in 2013. There was no business plan, no nothing. But very quickly, volunteer. You know, they found out about it online, and they were doing podcasts or doing some things where they thought it was a cool idea and they wanted to get involved. So very quickly, we added up a whole bunch of volunteers. The audience began to grow. It's not primetime television, but it's a substantial number of thousands of listeners, not only here in the local area, but throughout the country, and a lot of listeners in Canada, our snowbird friends, and in Europe as well. So it's gradually grown and become more and more sophisticated as time went on. I got one of the other organizations I got involved with was something called Music Tampa Bay, which is a 501c3 nonprofit working with local musicians in the community of all genres. And that radio station was put on the air by Rick and Joy Crandall back about the same time Radio St. Pete started. And so I got involved on their board and had worked with them through this whole period as well. Got to the point where Rick got to an age where he said, you know what, I think it's time. And I was kind of the heir apparent because of Radio St. Pete. So as a result, we have formed a new 501c3 called 967 FM Radio St. Pete Incorporated. We have a board of local folks in the community, some names you know, and we're in the process of going through the application process, now awaiting the assignment of the FCC license, which should occur, I believe, next month in January. Once we do that, we'll be one organization. So we'll be a nonprofit 501c3 media platform encompassing three streaming radio stations and a podcast platform and an FM station at 96.7 FM, featuring primarily local musicians covering all of downtown St. Petersburg, about 250,000 people. So we're looking forward to that. And when we get there in January, when we have the license, we'll make the announcement and all of this will become official. So.
Wow. That's awesome, Joe.
So awesome. Yeah.
You
especially how it's grown since 2013.
Yeah, it has evolved. It might have grown faster with a business plan, but it has evolved.
Don't need one of those. Right. It's amazing to see. I mean, it's obviously basically become a full-time job for you, right? I mean, it keeps you busy, but you have such a passion mm-hmm. around it. So I know you've been great having Radio St. Pete cover, you know, some of our dedications and big milestones and stuff. And we always appreciate that. And it's always neat to hear from people in the community. Oh yeah, I heard your dedication on Radio St. Pete or what have you. Mm-hmm. So that's been really cool for us. So I know you and Morgan have been having some conversations. So I'll let you guys kind of share with everyone that's tuning in a little bit about kind of the future here for us and you guys.
So,
well, I'll start by saying that I noticed your podcast on episode one, and I watched it. There's got to be some way we can work together on this. So, Morgan.
Yeah, no, that's kind of how it started. So 2021 will be a really cool year for the Habitcast. We're looking at doing some new things, and Joe, like Mike had said, has just been so awesome with Radio St. Pete and helping to spread the word about the Habitcast and put it on those waves, which has made it even more credible than it already is. We're just trying to get it even bigger than we already are. So we, you know, had some conversation a couple weeks ago about how can we partner with things coming in January, but also just with Radio St. Pete in general. So we are excited to announce that Radio St. Pete is our broadcast partner for the Habitcast, which is pretty awesome. So we're going to be working together to push it out on new channels and get some new viewers and listeners.
Well, in fairness, it's you're looking at who needs the credibility, not Habitat. yeah, every couple of weeks when you publish the podcast, we will have it on a regular basis on Radio St. Pete. We're also, as we move into next year, and once we do have the license and all of that, looking forward to excerpting portions of programs covering, you know, kind of the short form version of some Habitat dedications and other programs that come along. So it's going to be both online, you know, and on the radio here locally on 96.7. So I'm really very much looking forward to it. And hopefully, you know, we can help each other and help the people that you guys are trying to serve.
So awesome. Thank you, Joe. And, you know, it's obviously the more we can educate people about the work that we're doing and the more we can, you know, engage the community as well as just educate folks on the importance of affordable housing. There's so many stigmas associated with it. And we get to do it with a great guy like you. So thank you for supporting Habitat and thank you for, you know, helping us go big time. We're going big time here.
Well, you don't need my help, but I'll try anyway. There really is, when people really understand, you know, in some detail, how these Habitat homeowners come along and what they do to qualify, and the fact that you know, we're not just giving them a handout by any means. I just would encourage everybody to read more about Habitat, contact the organization, find out how to get involved, because whether you're a volunteer helping to build one of these houses, whether you're making donations or whatever, there's no better feeling, quite frankly, than getting involved with Habitat. So.
Awesome.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, there you go. A nice little plug from Joe Bordeaux.
I love it. And as our final friend of Habitat on the first series of the Habitat.
Last friend, Joe.
Yeah.
We have been asking all of our guests, you know, especially now with the pandemic and now with the holidays, we've been asking our guests a simple question just to kind of see how you feel about it. So what does it mean to you, Joe, to have a home for the holidays? What does home mean to you?
To have been able to sit here since March, primarily, after, you know, being on a lot of airplanes quite often, even in my franchise work that I'm still doing today, is traveling a fair amount. All of that obviously stopped. And primarily at my age, it's been advised that I stay right where I am. So having this home is, you know, meant everything to me. And, you know, beyond that, trying to look and think about the good things, you know, that have happened, you know, during this period of time, because I think certainly a ton of good things have happened in Habitat and in not only nonprofits, but even some profit businesses that have found new ways to do business that will benefit them in the future. So there's always, you know, a bright side of everything. Personally, the brightest of all bright sides is that, you know, three out of our five grandchildren have arrived since the start of the pandemic, including this morning, our fifth grandchild.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Her with a mask on here shortly.
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, well, congrats. God.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have a baby. Yay. I love it.
Good wishes you would have brought her on with you, but you know.
She's still at the hospital.
Yeah. Maybe in a couple years. We'll bring her on.
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome, Joe. And congrats to you and your family. And thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you for being with us.
And, you're very
have a good holiday and we'll see you next year.
Thanks. You guys do the same.
Awesome. Thanks, Joe. Well, that was exciting. Joe is just a phenomenal partner. We're excited to be working with Radio St. Pete and Sunshine Radio. We really feel like this will also give Habitat the opportunity to reach even more people as we try to just get our message out and the way that folks can help us. So, so Morgan, thank you for your work around the Habitcast and helping to take us even deeper and wider into the community. So really, really exciting. And we can't thank Joe enough.
Absolutely. And thank you for being an amazing co-host. We've had some really awesome guests on this first series. And there's so much more to come in 2021 that we're really excited about. So we invite you to stay social with us over the holidays. If you missed a couple episodes, head on to our website at habitatpwp.org and check out the Habitcast page. You can see all the previous episodes, catch up, and be ready to go for 2021.
There you go. There you go. Cool. So Morgan, can you tell everybody, you know, what if they want to get involved with Habitat, tell them about our pillars and how they can do that.
Let's talk about them. So we have five different pillars that people can get engaged with. And we put this together to really explain that in an easy, digestible way. So first, people can apply to the program. That seems like an obvious one, but not so obvious is refer a friend. If you may know someone, I'm sure you do, who has either talked about the Habitat program or knows somebody who's in it, encourage them to apply and see if they can start that journey towards homeownership. People can also donate. We have a great campaign going on right now, our Home for the Holidays campaign. You visit our website, habitatpwp.org. You can check out the different ways to donate financially. So whether it's stocks and bonds or a financial donation, there are lots of options. Maybe there's sponsorship opportunities that you're interested in. You or your company wants to get involved in 2021 to maybe sponsor a home, sponsor one of these families and really see the impact that you make in the community. Volunteering is a great way to get involved as well. No experience necessary. I know Mike has possibly gotten injured a couple times on the job site, but and I don't really swing a hammer, but being out there is pretty awesome. And we are hoping in 2021 that will be available thanks to the pandemic. In the meantime, shop at our resource. Mike mentioned earlier that we have a new location opening in Palm Harbor, and that will be in the new year as well. But in the meantime, stop into our Newport Richie or Clearwater Restore for some really great, if you're doing home improvements over the break. Now that we saw that staged house, I kind of want to do some redecorating. So I'll be heading over there after we're done filming this. But there's also great deals if you have things that you're cleaning out, especially, you know, spring cleaning is coming around in the new year. So if you have items that you'd like to donate, you can head on to our website and schedule a contactless pickup in the new year and help support Habitat Home Builds. And then lastly, our newest pillar is Advocate. So we recently launched an advocacy program with Sean King, our government relations and advocacy director. So Sean is doing a great job of explaining and getting out there with elected officials and really explaining to them the crisis of affordable housing and getting in front of new elected officials and just kind of spreading the word, which is something that we've done before, but now we can have a real focus on it. And I know in 2021, that will be a big push, which is pretty awesome. So lots of ways to get involved. You can learn more at our website, habitatpwp.org.
So many ways to get involved. So, well, Morgan, I hope you have a good Christmas and a happy new year. We're shutting down for about 10 days. So giving everyone time to rest and relax. And I know that I'm going to take advantage of that and come back refreshed for 2021. So we hope everyone has a wonderful holiday and we'll see you next time on the Habitcast.
See you next year.